let's zoom out to the big picture for a moment. What happens as this movement grows? We collectively build more skills in financial literacy, financial boundaries, financial empowerment. We build more capacity to heal, to live and support each other according to our integrity, and learn more about what healing actually means to us. We have more public conversations about the truth of how we want to be supported in community. Instead of just fighting with each other or calling each other out endlessly, we invite people into active practice to love each other well. We build our capacity to grow wealth of all kinds and not just monetary. We build our capacity to support and be supported. Those are essential skills we need to transform conditions of genocide and capitalism. We build more power to divest from institutions, corporations, and ways of being that are destroying the planet. We become much more organized to respond to environmental catastrophes, unexpected global events, and the needs of folks who are living in extreme crisis. We alleviate a huge amount of stress off the shoulders of healers, creatives, and small business owners. Now you have extra funding so you can stop hustling so much and run your business with integrity. Our most revolutionary storytellers have their full process funded, so you never have to deplete, abandon, or ignore a gift you have to share that the village sorely needs. We learn to understand where our most joyful, vibrant place is in a moment, in a movement. What's the work you're really here to do? How do you really want to spend your time while you're alive? How can the village support you to be a better partner, parent, friend? You learn to trust yourself more. You take more responsibility for why you invest in something or someone and why you don't. Artists and healers get the support to go even deeper in their creativity, in their spiritual gifts, and come up with beautiful, incredible, innovative solutions and offerings to meet our current times. Here's more. We can offer far more integrated and organized responses when communities go through unexpected environmental catastrophe. Unfortunately, we have to expect to see more of that in the coming decades. Even if we are able to tip the scales toward justice and healing, which I believe we will, we are, our planet still has a lot to recover from, and we will see the consequences. We have to be willing to move and develop these collective skills of flexibility. A system like this helps us respond to this truth with strength, presence, and much-needed grounded positivity. Instead of overwhelming fear, avoidance, or a sarcastic cynicism about the end of the world that doesn't actually bring the best part of you forward in a crisis. Second, we can create more organization around community funds. This will lessen the stress of needing to sift through a million GoFundMe campaigns that need support. For example, a pool of organizers can take this work on as their full-time income. Organizers can hold and maintain systems for people to tap into different bodies of public funding, including trans people who need to access safety or medical support, reproductive care and sexual health, support for people healing from addiction, survivors of genocide rebuilding their lives, bail funds supporting folks in prison or protecting livelihood after incarceration, disabled people navigating enormous medical bills, creating healing beds, i.e. support for spiritual practitioners and healers who will need to help massive amounts of people spiritually detoxing from religious trauma and white supremacy more and more in the coming decades. My personal fund that I want to create that is very close to my heart is an animal elder fund, especially for queer and trans people who are caring for a beloved animal through their elder years and into transition and afterlife. It feels a little overwhelming to imagine how much we could actually do for each other. Like, there's more to see than can ever be seen. There's more to do than can ever be done. I don't know, that line just came to me right now. But you know, I want to bring us back to the point. Remember that so many people are struggling to find adequate employment. By growing this movement, we're creating jobs, good paid work, for all kinds of workers who will need to steward different parts of the system. Creating public funding pools is really complex when you think about how it would work with the, you know, who's holding it, who's giving, who's exchanging. And there are a lot of protocols you would need to experiment with in order to make this a functioning system. But that's the point. This is our field of research. This is our invitation to start in small places and try. Here I want to invite you, if you feel called, to pause and journal a little bit about, what do you think is possible with a system like this? What do you see in the future that something like this can grow into? What do you think the possibilities are? Why do you think it's important? Feel free to take some time and jot down your ideas. Then come back for section 6. We're talking about investors.